From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of the first in a series of messages on a theme which is vitally important for Christians today, living clean in an unclean world. The text is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. In this particular message, Dr. Cairns has been focusing on the ninth verse, which asks the question, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" and then answers it, "By taking heed thereto according to thy word." If we would live clean, we must know the place of the Bible in our lives. We must accept it as the very word of the living God and submit to its commands. Then we must know how to use the Bible properly. We're to exercise our minds according to the Scriptures. That will preserve our behavior or our way. Also, Dr. Cairns has emphasized that we're to examine the meaning of our lives in the light of God's word. The Bible alone shows the purpose of living. And finally, we must bring our morals to the scrutiny of God's word. The Lord demands holiness of life in His people. Before Dr. Cairns concludes this message, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, "Waiting, Not Running." The text is Psalm 62 and verse 1. "Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation." Blessed posture, waiting truly and only upon the Lord. Be this our condition all this day and every day, waiting His leisure, waiting in His service, waiting in joyful expectation, waiting in prayer and content. When the very soul thus waits, it is in the best and truest condition of a creature before his Creator, a servant before his Master, a child before his Father. We allow no dictation to God, nor complaining of Him. We will permit no petulance and no distrust. At the same time, we practice no running before the cloud, and no seeking to others for aid. Neither of these would be waiting upon God. God, and God alone, is the expectation of our hearts. Blessed assurance! From Him salvation is coming. It is on the road. It will come from Him and from no one else. He shall have all the glory of it, for He alone can and will perform it. And He will perform it most surely in His own time and manner. He will save from doubt and suffering and slander and distress. Though we see no sign of it as yet, we are satisfied to bide the Lord's will, for we have no suspicion of His love and faithfulness. He will make sure work of it before long, and we will praise Him at once for the coming mercy.
Draw me
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're grateful for the encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very thankful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the LTBS Quarterly Magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Risen Christ. The articles include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Poland, as well as a report on what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is the unpardonable sin? And will those perish who have never heard of Jesus Christ? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Look at Psalm 119, again in verse 128. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. I like that. I like that. Listen, let me tell you, this is where a Christian stands. This is where God is telling. If you want to have a clean way, if you want to have a life that God can say is clean and is blessed and will be prospered by God in a spiritual fashion, if you want to have a life that counts for God, you say you're a Christian. I'm speaking to those who claim to be Christians. Listen, he's saying, when the Bible says something, that's it. That's it. There's no more argument. The debate's over. I've often said from this pulpit, God doesn't have opinions. God doesn't have a viewpoint. God does not deal in concepts. Those are all human things. God is truth. And his word is truth, absolute truth. It's the bottom line. It's the last word. And when God says it, make an end of argument. I esteem all that God says on whatsoever subject to be right, to be true. So examine your morals in the life of God's, in the light of God's word. As Psalm 33 verse 4 says, the word of the Lord is right. The idea is upright, straight. Sometimes used of a way that's straight. Isn't that what the Lord Jesus said? Straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life. God is not taking you in some devious path. That's the way the devil takes you. His word is right, straight. He'll deal with you honestly, deal with you uprightly, tell you the truth. He'll call it as it is, even when you can't see it. Now, how do your morals measure up when taken to the light of God's word? How does your moral behavior, your way of life, how does it measure up when you bring it to the light of God's word? What about your thoughts? What about your tongue? What about your ears? What you're taking in? What about the desires? What about the behavior? In the home, husband toward wife, wife toward husband, children toward their parents. In the workplace, in the secret place, nobody sees you except the Lord. How do your morals measure up to God's word? When you take the law of God and you put it right against your life and you examine your morals, tell me, where do they stand? This is how to apply the Bible. This is the proper use of the Bible. I'll add one thing, and that's evaluate the merits of your life according to God's work. I'm not talking about saving merits. I'm talking about the value of your way of living. Life is a precious gift. It doesn't last for long in this world. This is just a preparation stage for an existence that's going to go on forever. But this life is a very precious gift. I'm sure most of you have seen some of the survivors of that U.S. Airways landing on the Hudson River. I'm sure you've heard them, as I have. And I hope it actually will never leave them. makes you look at everything differently. When you've stared death in the face, you've sent a text message home for the last time to wife and children, "I'm dying, I think. I go, I want you to know I still love you." And then you get your life back. The testimony is, you realize how precious it is. Shouldn't take such an experience to make us understand how precious the gift of life is. It's just a heartbeat between us and death, just a step between us and death. Our breath is in the hand of our God. The only reason any one of us is alive is because God is keeping us alive. That's the only reason we're here. It's a precious gift. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? Some of you have physical strength, bodies that are bursting with health. What are you doing with it? Some of you have mental attainments and gifts that God has given. What on earth are you doing with them? What's the value of the way you're living? Tell me. And a very good way to work it out is, and I realize this may be difficult for young, very young people, but even then it has an application. You don't need to wait till you're old to start to do something worthwhile for God. Some of the greatest works of God that the church has ever seen done have been done by kids, young people. So, one way to think of this is, if God were to take you out of the world today, if today, like that, you were in God's eternity, what value would there have been in this world for the life you've lived? What's the value? What's the worth? What's the product? Have you ever sought a soul for Christ? You ever knelt with a soul to point that lost one to the Savior? Have you ever taken the time to go out and hand them the gospel tract, show them the way of life? Not just as a matter of duty because you've got to meet some quota that somebody has set for you. No, because you love the Lord and this Bible is controlling your life. What does the Bible have to say about how you're living? The value of your life. I often think of King Saul. All you hear about Christians talking about King Saul is they always want to reduce it. Do you think he was saved or he wasn't saved? Look at it again. Here was a man in his youth. Had everything. He's the best built man in the country, a physique that people would die for. Some of you are pumping iron and you'd pump from now to eternity, you'd never have a body like Saul's. Courageous, in the early days humble, self-effacing, anointed king. A new heart given to him. And yet as time went on, he drifted and drifted and drifted and drifted. When he came to the portals of eternity, he tried to pray and he couldn't pray. This worries me. For years I have cried to God that I would never end up this way. You're dying and you try to pray. You can't pray. There's nobody to listen to you. There's no answer. He was facing eternity. His cry was, "I have erred exceedingly." My way was not directed by God's word. I've erred exceedingly. And I've played the fool. I've played the fool. Men and women, boys and girls. Is that the way you're going to end up? There is another way. I think of Saul of Tarsus. Good to take the New Testament Saul now over against the old. Saved. He also got a new heart. Saved. Becomes Paul the Apostle. And as he's dying, waiting for the footfall of the executioner to come and lead him out and chop his head off, what does he say? I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. Men and women, young people, here's the proper use of the Bible. Guard your life according to God's word. My time is gone, but I will finish on a positive note here, for the Bible warrants this in the text, and that's the power of the Bible in our lives. Wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way? That's what the text is all about. The word of God has great sanctifying power. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Paul wrote to the Ephesians in chapter 5, verse 26, that Christ would sanctify and cleanse his church with the washing of water by the word. How does this work? Why is the Bible so important? Well, listen, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Paul said we walk by faith, and it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, if you just read this Bible out of duty, if you just read this Bible out of guilt, you'll miss Christ. Christ is all through this book. This book is to lead you to the Savior. This book is to fix your faith on him. Everything in the Bible comes back to Christ, to the person and the work of the Redeemer. Insert Christ into every point that I have raised today. The place of the Bible, the place of Christ in our lives. Take heed to the Bible. Take heed to Christ in exercising your mind, in establishing the meaning of your life, and in examining the morals of your life and evaluating the merits of your lifestyle. Do it all in the light of Christ. Set Christ before you. And if you do that, then you will know the full power of God's word. You'll be able to say, thy word will cleanse my way. How to live clean in an unclean world.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.